Devin Booker, day 16 of 500, when selflessness is selfishness. I've been thinking about something for a while. Sometimes that selflessness is actually selfishness in disguise. At least I think. I mean, it depends, right? That's what I'm saying sometimes. Let me explain, and I'm going to do my best. I've always considered myself to be a pretty selfless person. Like, 98% of the time, I'm putting the needs of others before my own. I do what it takes to make or keep people happy, to alleviate others' stress, to lift their spirits, to make their lives easier, even if it drains me mentally, emotionally, and physically. And if I look back through life, I've always been a fixer, a peacemaker, a problem solver. But I have to ask why. Like, my gut response is to look at external factors that have contributed to my people-pleasing nature, and there's a lot. But if I pause to think more deeply about some of this cause and effect, there's a question that comes up. Am I actually doing for others, or am I doing for others because it satisfies, like, in my own personal needs? Or can it be a little bit of both? The only true answer is that it's definitely a little bit of both. Like, of course I want others to be happy, but I also consistently put myself last in an oddly contradictory attempt to feel better about myself and my worth. It's like proving to myself that I'm enough, that I can be enough, that I can do it all, and that I'm a good person. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I think it's probably totally normal to have both as motivators, but that's not where the selfishness of selflessness comes in. For that, you got to look a little bit deeper. I was recently watching this video clip. Honestly, I can't remember who was talking or what it was called, but the person said that the marker of a truly compassionate person is someone who also has very clear boundaries, both personally and professionally. And that kind of struck a chord with me. Basically, it's you have to take care of yourself first. Set lines of what you can, can't, will, won't do, and when. Have respect for yourself and address your own needs first so that you can be whole. A whole person can give to others much more so than a person who's not. I liken it to a car, which is super atypical of me, but it works. If you only ever add $5 or $10 of gas, you're going to have to stop and refuel more often. If you always make sure you've filled up first, you can go the distance. Poke a hole in the bottom of a cup so that it lets out one drop of water per second, fill it halfway. Add some water, say one or two drops per second, to the cup. It'll either stay half full or eventually fill, but incredibly slowly. Or you could start with a mostly full cup and it's going to remain that way. But you have to be mindful of the flow. In other words, you could say that giving from an empty cup means you have less to give overall. The most selfless thing that you can do is to fill your own cup first and foremost. Set boundaries, compartmentalize, care for yourself, and then only then can you truly and meaningfully care for others. Gratitude time. Number 61, puppy snuggles. My dog, Gemma, sweetest thing ever, waits at the foot of the couch every morning for me to sit down so she can jump up, and she like presses into my side and melts. It's adorable. Number 62, I spelled separate correctly the first time today in an email. Not the first time ever, but like my first time typing it instead of having to retype it. There's certain words like that that I just do, and I don't know why that one, but I got it. Number 63, when you have a big tangle of wires and you need to unplug just one thing, but you're worried about unplugging the wrong thing, like the TV or internet, and then you tap into the force or something and then like unplug the right one, it's like defusing a bomb. 64, warm socks. I'm freezing, but my feet are not. And these socks, they're amazing. I've had them like 15 years. I don't know how, but I have. More tomorrow.